Speaking of David Lee Roth and the Red Rocker, Sammy Hager there. Sammy, not part of the new Van Halen, but David Lee is, and he says you'll be hearing the new, well, old.
The reincarnation of old Van Halen.
In about 8 months. So the new new tracks will be out. Well, he's just trying to get everybody ready.
Well, okay.
Prepare yourself. You'll have 8 months to get ready for this new...
First, he's got to go in the gym and lose that gut.
Yeah, because you can't go sleeveless with if you don't have guns.
Love handles won't do it.
No. Right now, he's just got grannies.
He needs guns.
And you need guns, not grannies, if you're going to go shirtless, sleeveless.
Amen.
In front of a crowd. Like the old DLR of old, you know. So
the DLR of old.
The DLR of old, which he is old, but yeah, you can still get in shape as an old guy if you want to.
Luckily, most of their fans have gotten old and out of shape along with them, and it would be really tough for any of you guys to point fingers.
Well, the thing of it is that that's fine to be a fan like that, but you're not allowed to be the guy up on the stage in the light and be like that.
That doesn't play.
No. Mm-mm. You're supposed to look just like you did 30 years ago for them. For their enjoyment.
It's going to be tough, but we'll see how they do.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if he pulls it off. See if he can Steven Tyler it.
Last night on the news, right before I was going to lay my head down, I heard some tragic news. It turned out a building in India... Just collapsed.
Tragic news from...
From India.
Tragedy in India.
And I said, well, oh my God, this is tragic. I got to find out more about that. And I looked it up, and sure enough, a building did collapse in India yesterday, and nobody was injured or killed.
Wow. But so was it really a tragedy?
In my investigation, I found out that apparently buildings collapse in India all the time.
Gee, what do you think's going on there?
There was the one yesterday, September 12th. There was one September 7th. There was one September 5th. Now, the one September 7th, one person was killed, another severely injured. Part of a building just collapsed in South Mumbai. On September 5th, just a week ago, a two-floor residential building was declared dilapidated, and everybody was told to leave 3 years ago. One family didn't move out, so... The building collapsed last week, and one member of that family was killed.
Somebody comes to you and says, would you like to buy a condo on the 30th floor of an Indian building? You would say,
might not be a good investment.
Tragedy in India.
Last month, August 18th, 18 children killed when a school building collapsed in northern India following heavy monsoon rains.
That's a tragedy.
That's a tragic situation.
Do you think
situation.
It's because somebody pays off the building inspector?
And then they're probably not building them up to speed.
Or somebody would probably say, what building inspector are you talking about?
Earlier in the month of August, a cloudburst in Ladakh killed 185 people, including six foreigners. At least 400 people were missing after that building collapsed.
We do not understand these problems. The buildings are designed by the same people that do our wiring and our trains.
Five died January 27th in a building collapse. 26 died July 19th in a building collapse. August 18th flood causes more. Oh, that's the same one. The kids.
Good Lord.
That's just in the last little while.
Tragedies in India.
Stay out of buildings. If you go over there, sleep out. Camp out in tents or something.
Well, I've noticed from what pictures I see, that's what most people do.
Do they?
I didn't know it was the buildings.
That's not their choice, though.
I assume they were poor, but apparently they just don't want to go in the buildings.
Well, those slumdog kids, they're lucky they live under little tin roofs now, because if that collapses on you, you just push it off of you and get up.
Yeah, no problem.
But I wouldn't.
But unless it was like Jamaica, where the tin thing falls on you and then like half of a wall falls on top of the tin thing, that could be a problem.
In those slums over there, they don't seem to have a lot of walls.
That's true.
They just hang up curtains. They'll hang a blanket up and call it a wall.
Yeah.
And then put some tent up, some tin foil up over some ropes and call it a roof.
We didn't know that the whole time they were doing that to be safe.
Yeah, because if that collapses on you,
from collapsing buildings,
you put it back up, I guess.
Wow, there you go,
boy.